nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Okay, let's go through this quickly. Explain why percolation resistance is area independent. Independent of area. If you have a smaller one and a larger one, then it doesn't matter. Yeah, local. All the defects are lining up locally, right? It doesn't really know or care how big the area is. Whenever the three things line up, the game is over, right? What is the physical origin of the distribution of the percolation resistance?
Distribution of percolation resistance is how the traps lined up.
How many traps in the percolation point? Because although I said before that there may be three defects, let's say, lining up. But of course, it could so happen, even in this case, it could have so happened that let's say you have one, two, and this is what was there before the breakdown. And all of a sudden, the final piece came. In that case, of course, this resistance and that resistance is certainly not going to be the same. But both will have a jump in the current. In addition, of course, you can have this configuration of things, right? So this is why there'll be a distribution in the resistance. How would the ratio of hard and soft breakdown change with an auxiliary parallel capacitor in the constant voltage stress? Explain. Who wants to explain this? Either, let's say you add a parallel capacitor, then what will happen?
It doesn't matter because we have voltage and voltage sources in parallel with the percolation path. So anything in parallel should be.
Right? That makes sense. Does it make sense? Okay. What about constant current stress?
Constant current, if you add parallel capacitor, it matters because we need to consider the current that's going through that capacitor.
If you put a big parallel capacitor, it will immediately go to hard breakdown. Do you see why? This is all 201. You know, all 201. If you learned your circuits, you know everything. Oh, I should not go beyond this. Do you see why? So constant current, right? Now, you have this capacitor and this tunneling resistor and all, and then you have a percolation resistance. Now, let's say you add a humongous resistance in here. Maybe I draw it on this side. You add a humongous capacitance in here. Just externally, add one. So now you see how much power will be dissipated. Most of the power will not come from here. It will be the half CV squared, which will discharge through this because the current is constant, right? Excess power will go through this. So in fact, it will be half C of the tunneling, C aux plus C auxiliary capacitor V squared. This whole thing divided by the discharge time through this. And so tau discharge, that will be the power. And this auxiliary capacitor will immediately kill you. So therefore, the circuit designers are extremely careful every time they put a transistor that there is no big capacitors lying anywhere else, because otherwise there will not be any soft breakdown. All of them will be hard. It makes sense, right? Okay. What else? What is the evidence from hard breakdown that thermal process may be involved? That a thermal process may be involved. Yeah, I do not know whether this may not be a precisely defined question, but hard breakdown, thermal process may be involved. I would say that maybe because there's a critical power necessary. So therefore, if you didn't have a critical power necessary, if it was a voltage-driven phenomena, then there should not be a clean bifurcation. You need a phase transition like phenomena to separate the two classes. Otherwise, it would have been more or less continuous. In the constant voltage stress, do you expect breakdown to be harder for thicker oxide, or does it not matter? Think about this. What is the power dissipated? Amount of power dissipated in the constant voltage stress. What are the two factors? No capacitors, constant voltage. So, Gp multiplied by V squared. Right? V squared has gone up because generally you'd stress it at higher voltage. But the Gp has gone down because the percolation resistance is going through this. Right? So, therefore, would it be harder or softer? Go ahead.
V square, so it is going at V square.
So it will depend on how much bigger it is, because there is this two competing factor, percolation resistance going down, V square going up. So therefore, you have to see whether at that point, whether this, of this balance, which one is bigger. So if you are using 16 volts and the percolation resistance has only gone up by a factor of 5 or so, 16 square is 256 more times power you have compared to 1 volts. So therefore, it will depend on the balance of the two, that what would be harder soft. How might people have missed soft breakdown even for thin oxide when breakdown is operating? I don't know what I wrote here. How might people have missed our breakdown even for thin oxide? Okay, I think I have to rephrase it. I'm saying that why is it that many times, even the operating conditions, why might you have missed it? Because, go ahead.
ID is not changing.
So you would not know that anything has happened until you really look at the gate current. Gate current, you'll see a clean jump because background current. And moreover, you see, as the oxides have gotten thinner, the tunneling current is so much that little percolation current jump is so localized that you may not be able to see from the background. Do you find the limitations of a SPICE-like model used in the analysis? SPICE-like model meaning, you know, I had a little thermal resistance model and I had a, you know, very, very simple compact models. Is there any issue? In the analysis of soft versus hard breakdown. This is what I mean. Let's see whether, and we'll be done with this. Let's say you have one big capacitor and you have a percolation path and another one. The contacts are here. You know, on the edges of the capacitor, you have the contact. You have breakdown here and here are the contacts. If I represent both of them using the compact model that we have, what's wrong in that picture? Is there something wrong? Is there anything wrong in this picture like this? Okay, so the idea is that what will happen that here, when you had a constant voltage, we assumed that this whole capacitor and the percolation one is at the same voltage. Right? That's how we did everything. Will it be at the same voltage here? Of course not. Because when the current is going to crowd in here, and then it's going to flow through that hole, the voltage here will be much less compared to the voltage in the gate itself. So therefore, I should really have put it a distributed network when I handled large area capacitors. But that's the problem with all SPICE models, that in the SPICE models, you get rid of the space and you put everything in the nodes and you have a few nodes. But here it will not be a big problem, right? Mostly because this is the current path is so small, resistance drop is minuscule, right? So this is the distinction between between these two things. Where have you seen this before, this type of spatial distribution? In 606, I spend a lot of time in a discussion about the spatial distribution and... No, this has to do with bipolar transistor.
Current crowding.
Huh? Current?
Current crowding.
Current crowding. Do you remember? Non-uniform. Oh, that's what you meant? Yeah, I see. So, from base contact, do you remember non-uniform turn on? And therefore, you had to put this in a finger like this. Same problem here. Same problem. That you cannot analyze this if it's a large area device. Okay? All right. Thank you. So take a look at these, some of these things. I'm sure that for a course, normal course, I'm putting more material in. The thing is that it will become a resource for you down the road, 10 years, 15 years down the road. If you ever have a problem, you can come back. So I appreciate a few minutes of extra minutes of sort of patience. But take a look at these. You can see that there are a number of physical things that we are bringing together are many. And in many cases, you may be able to, so for example, let's not record any of this. Wahab had a problem. He wanted to calculate the temperature rise.